and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7. The British Medical Association could call off planned strikes next week after a new offer from the government. The union's putting the proposals to its members. The offer includes more training posts, funding and fresh legislation, but no pay rises for resident doctors in England. Dr. Jack Fletcher is from the BMA.
We are still an under-doctored country in comparison to other EU countries, and there's also very little in there to address the real terms pay cut where Streeting and his team are pushing on to doctors, and therefore we've gone to members in a neutral way to see what their views are on this offer.
Sir Keir Starmer has been joined by the French and German leaders on a call with Donald Trump about Ukraine. Downing Street says the discussions come at a critical moment in peace talks, with Kiev under pressure from the White House to accept a deal. A man's been found guilty of murdering his ex-partner's sister and her three children in a house fire in Bradford. 40-year-old Shiraz Ali torched Bryony Gaywith's home in a botched revenge attack last August. Former Olympics Sharon Davies is being nominated for a peerage. Kemi Badenoch wants her to become a Tory member of the House of Lords after becoming a vocal campaigner against trans athletes in women's sport. But our chief political correspondent John Craig says new nominees are dominated by those put forward by Labour.
This is all about Labour correcting what they see as a big Tory majority in the House of Lords. Now, they are struggling to get a lot of measures through the Lords. So, we have a list here. 25 Labour peers, only 3 Conservatives.
Iceland has become the latest country to confirm it's boycotting Eurovision. Ireland and Spain are among those who've already pulled out of next year's song contest because of Israel's involvement. Toffee Crisp has become the latest confectionery which can no longer be described as chocolate after a recipe change. The bar now contains less cocoa and a higher proportion of vegetable fats. And that's the latest.
Classic hits. The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
And we're going to start tonight's show with one hit from the beginning of the decade and follow it with one from the very end.
Like a river that don't know where it's
Classic hits.
Red Kite Radio.
Good evening and a warm welcome to tonight's 80s Rewind here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio. Thanks so much for joining me, Simon Jobling. I have got 2 hours of great music from the 1980s lined up, and I'll be giving you information and trivia about the artists and the tracks along the way. And we started off tonight's show with the boss Bruce Springsteen, of course, and Hungry Heart, which was a track written by Bruce after he'd met up with Joey Ramone. And Joey asked him to write a song specifically for his band, The Ramones. Well, Bruce ended up writing this track the very same night, but he was persuaded by his manager to keep it for himself. And the title, well, that comes from a very famous poem, Lord Tennyson's Ulysses. And here's another amazing fact for you, at least I think it's amazing. This was Springsteen's first hit single in the UK. And that, even though it was 5 years after the Born to Run album and 2 years after the Darkness on the Edge of Town album. And even then, it only made number 44 in 1980, although it did make number 28 in 1995 too. And then just now we heard from Roachford with Cuddly Toy. And they were a British group led by Andrew Roachford, who is now an MBE for his services to music. And he formed them in 1987, and the very next year they were supporting bands like the Christians and Terence Trent D'Arby. And this track was never intended to be released. In fact, it was somewhat of a joke or thought of that way by the band. But it was originally a very minor hit in 1988, re-released 6 months later, and then it went all the way to number four in the first week of 1989. But now it's time for more music, and next up, a bit of Dolly Parton and Winter Wonderland, which was written back in 1934, which you may well remember if you were listening last week, because we heard a very different version from the Eurythmics. I'm not sure you'd recognise Dolly's voice in this one too easily. See what you think. A double A-side in 84 with Sleigh Rides didn't make our chart.
Night is 80s night on Red Kite Radio.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
To give you try and watch the valley gleam. We can't begin to know it, how much we really care. I hear your voice inside me, I see your face.
Pat Benatar there on Urig Kite Radio, and We Belong. A great song, really, that, well, I don't hear it enough, really. But it's kind of a bit of a feel of Marianne Faithfull's 70s track, The Ballad of Lucy Jordan, I think, which I also really like. And it is true to say, Pat really hasn't had the success and recognition that she has in North America. She's a 4 times Grammy Award winner. She's sold over 36 million albums. And yet here, she's only had 3 top 40 hits. And this was the highest placing of them, and number 17 in 1985. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we'll be straight back with Diana Ross and Upside Down. And this was a track written by the Chic maestros Rodgers and Edwards, who have since said that Diana was the first really big star that they worked with. It must have upset Sister Sage a bit, I think. And, well, Rodgers and Edwards ended up interviewing Diana for a number of days before writing it. They took it so seriously. Well, it worked because it made number one in 1980 in the US and a number of countries, and number two here, only kept off the top by Olivia Newton-John and ELO and Xanadu. And that would be Diana's highest solo placing for 11 years.
Red Kite Radio. Winterfest 2025 is coming on Saturday the 13th of December.
This year's Winterfest sponsors include Cosign UK, International Field Sales Agency, Groves of Tame, Wholesale Haberdashery and Sewing Supplies, Lock and Key Centre Aylesbury, Mobile Locksmith and Associated Security Services, Nick Kippy Chilton Consultancy, Independent Financial Advisor, Nick Whitney Engineering, Vehicle Mechanics, Oak Taverns, local owner and operator of fine pubs, On the Boundary Fencing, garden and agricultural fencing, decking and tree maintenance, and XT Brewing Company, local brewers of fine beers. Thanks to all of these businesses for their support.
Red Kite Radio, proud to be supporting Winterfest 2025, Saturday the 13th of December at Banks Park by the Village Hall in Haddonham.
Excellent service, expert advice, and a wide selection. It's all here at Aylesbury Bullion, a traditional family-run jeweller's on the High Street, Aylesbury. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Posh Nosh Bespoke Caterers provide delicious, freshly made food for all events and occasions, whether indoors or outdoors. From generous but affordable working lunches to afternoon tea with our fine china, from our selection of mouth-watering canapés to our famous Christmas buffets or turkey dinners with all the trimmings. We design the perfect menu to suit your event and budget. Posh Nosh has been serving Buckinghamshire and the surrounding counties for over 30 years with countless 5-star reviews. To find out more, visit poshnoshfood.com or call 07958 319 218. That's 07958 319 218.
So much more than you bargain for.
At Haddonham Garden Centre, we have everything you need for your garden all year round. And at this time of year, we can supply you with the tools to keep your garden looking great. Come to us for your lawn rakes and brooms, and we've incinerators and compost bins for when you've tidied up. And at Haddenham Garden Centre, we've a good selection of winter flowering pansies and heathers in stock. And don't forget to pick up your new season seeds. The days may be short, but at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're never short of ideas to help you make the most of your garden.
So much more than you bargain for.
At Haddenham Garden Centre, family owned since 1978.
For Tame, Haddenham and Mawson.
Red Kite Radio.
Hits for Tame, Haddenham and Dinton.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then when he sang a song, you, I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on when all our dreams come true.
Favourite Christmas record, I think, of many people nowadays, The Pogues featuring Kirsty MacColl and The Fairy Tale of New York, which was written by Finer and McGowan from the band, and it took them over 2 years to write it. And it was named after a 1973 novel of the same name. Now, originally, the band's bass player, Kate O'Riordan, was meant to sing the female part, but when the final recording started, the producer, Steve Lillywhite, happened to get his wife, a certain Kirsty MacColl, to do a demo, and she got the final gig. And the rest is history. Well, it's another huge song that didn't quite make number one, stalled at number two in 1987, but it is the most played Christmas song in the 21st century, in the UK. Now, the Santa Seat-themed specials are going on the Chinner and Princess Risborough Railway, running at weekends until the 22nd of December. Trains depart from Princess Risborough, and on the journey to Chinner, the elves will entertain the children with activity packs, puzzles, handouts, and games. At Chinner, they'll be able to visit Santa's Enchanted Workshop Grotto and receive a present. If you'd like more information, just go to the website chinnerrailway.co.uk. Next up, we're going to hear The Bell Stars and Sign of the Times. And there are quite a lot of songs with this title. But this was written by the band and released after they had produced three cover versions in 1982, starting with the song Ico Ico. And they wrote it because the president of Stiff Records, which was their record company, suggested that after three covers, they really could do with a new song. Well, it would be the band's only top 10 hit in the UK and number 3 in 1983.
As I lie here, thinking of you, I realize that nothing is new.
Lying in my bed, thinking of you.
Go on with this useless love affair when it seems to me that you don't really care. I realize now nothing is new. Time to live my life without you.
The 80s Rewind on Red Kite Radio.
Classic hits from the 1980s.
Be in our own way, and we the people who
minor crisis there with Black Man Ray, which was written by the band's vocalist and keyboardist Gary Daly, and he wrote it at his mum's house. How nice. And it was produced by a certain Walter Becker, who had been one of the mainstays of the US band Steely Dan. Now, China Crisis would have five top 40 hits, their biggest being the top 10 hit Wishful Thinking, but this track made number 14 in 1985. Now, after a few messages on your Red Kite Radio, we've got Boy George and Everything I Own, which is a track written and originally performed by David Gates with his band Bread. And David wrote it in memory of his father, who had died before Bread had become successful. Well, it was a minor hit here in the UK a couple of times in the 70s. But George's cover, well, it was his first solo track after leaving Culture Club, and it still remains his only solo UK number one, hitting the top here and being a big hit around the world in 1987.
Red Kite Radio.
Make my house warmer. Is your home losing heat faster than you can say brr? Stay warm and save cash with our expert house insulation service. Make My House Warmer provides a fast and friendly service to make your home more energy efficient. Whether it's your attic or your walls, we've got you covered. Don't let heat escape. Keep the warmth inside and the costs outside. It's easier than you think. Insulate today, save tomorrow with Make My House Warmer. To find out more, go to makemyhousewarmer.co.uk.
Leave the silent nights to the carolers this Christmas. Ask Specsavers team about our hearing services today at our store on the High Street or phone Tame 394 765. That's 394 765.
Did you know HGVs have four zones of limited vision around them? If you're in one of these areas, you may not be seen by the driver. These four limited vision zones are in front, behind, and at both sides of the HGV. So when you're driving around a HGV, don't linger around them, because they may not notice you're there. Know the HGV zones. National Highways.
Start your day the Red Kite way. Join me, Juanita Hughes, for Red Kite Breakfast every Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday from 7 till 10. I've got everything to kickstart your morning with a smile. Belt it out with singing in the shower, get the latest with the local lowdown, plus plenty of fun and surprises to make your morning shine. Red Kite Breakfast with me, Juanita Hughes, where your morning starts with a smile. Listen on 107.2, on your smart speaker, or online at redkiteradio.com.
Classic hits.
107.2.
Red Kite Radio.
You set me free. Of all the years I ever knew, those final ones I spent with you, I would give everything I own. Give up my life, my heart, my own. I would give everything I own just to have you back again. You taught me how to cry. I don't know why, just don't know why. You told those lies to me. You set me free. You set me free. Of all the years I ever knew, those final ones I spent with you, I would give everything I own. Give up my life, my heart, my own. I would give everything I own.
just to hold you once again.
Red Kite Radio.
It's Christmas. Baby, please come home.
And that was U2 with Christmas Baby Please Come Home, which was a 1963 ditty co-written by Phil Spector. And it wasn't a success when it was originally released and performed by a certain Darlene Love. But Darlene would do backing vocals on this U2 version, which was a cover that they recorded whilst doing a sound check for a Glasgow gig on the Joshua Tree tour in 1987. Next up for us, we have, well, a bit of a classic track from a classic album, George Michael and Faith, which was written by George as the title track of his brilliant debut solo album of the same name. And as was usual for George, he actually created the lyrics for this while he was standing in front of the mic in the recording studio. And the church organ that plays at the start is a little reference to an earlier hit that he penned for Wham, Freedom. Well, this would be a US number one for 4 long weeks. It's another great song which stalled at number 2 in our chart, kept off the top by the Bee Gees, You Win Again, in 1987.
Oh, well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. Play because I pay them too. Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion. Time to pick my heart up off the floor. Oh, when that love comes down with a devotion.
I can't help but think of yesterday. And another who tied me down to Livermore rules.
Before this river, here comes an ocean. Before you throw my heart back on the floor. Oh, baby, I'll reconsider my foolish notion. Well, I need someone to hold me, but I wait for something more. Yes, I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith, I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. I gotta have faith. Ooh, I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have faith, 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 faith. I gotta have faith.
Classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and Princess Risborough.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
Has got you going crazy. It's time to get out. Step out into the street where all of the action is right there at your feet. Well, I know a place where we can dance the whole night away underneath the electric stars. Just come with me and we can shake your blues right away. You'll be doing fine once the music starts. Celebration starting under the street lights. The scene is being set. A night for romance, a night you won't forget. So come join the fun. This ain't no time to be staying on. Ooh, there's too much going on.
Get up.
That was Debarge with Rhythm of the Night, which was quite an important song, really, because it was the first hit for a certain songwriter named Diane Warren, who has since forged a huge songwriting career, winning Grammys, Emmys, Golden Globes, and much more, writing hits for people like Cher, Celine Dion, and even Aerosmith. Now, this song was featured in the Motown film The Last Dragon, which was a sort of musical martial arts hit of the mid-1980s, but it would be the only major hit for the Motown group Debarge. It got to number four here in 1985. Now, we are approaching the 8 o'clock news on your Red Kite Radio, but I hope you can stick with me for hour two of the show. Got some great variety of 80s music coming up, and tonight that will include Depeche Mode, Queen, and a little bit of Fleetwood Mac, as well as a number of others. Now, I've got just one more track to take us up to that news at 8 o'clock, and it will be the Traveling Wilburys, the super, super group of all time. And a track called End of the Line. And this actually features vocals from virtually all of the group. George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, Tom Petty, Roy Orbison, they all get to sing on it. The only one who doesn't really is Bob Dylan. Now, the song was mainly written by George Harrison, although the others did chip in to a more or less extent. And the song ended up being used as the end credits in the very final episode of that huge sitcom with Victor Meldrew, One Foot in the Grave. But it would only make number 52 here in the UK chart, and that was in 1989.
Every day is judgment day.
107.2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.